This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 7:17 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Hezril. We're talking today about an emergency decree that happened in Thailand that is an effort to quell pro-democracy protests. We wanted to set this against, the developments of it, against what has been happening for the past year or so, and just find out what it means. If you have any thoughts, you can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
In the meantime, though, we're heading over to Andrew McGregor Marshall, journalist and author of A Kingdom in Crisis, Thailand's Struggle for Democracy in the 21st Century. Andrew, it's a pleasure to have you this evening. What have you heard about the situation in Bangkok right now?
Well, things are still really volatile in Bangkok. The protest yesterday brought huge numbers of people onto the streets, tens of thousands calling for reform of the monarchy, which has kind of been a taboo subject in Thailand for many years. And the regime tried to create the appearance of conflict by trucking in royalist supporters to try to pretend there was a conflict between two sides. There was a royal convoy that drove through the protesters and was allowed to pass, but the government claims that the protesters are violent. They were trying to block the royal convoy. Now, from all the evidence that we can see on social media and all the video evidence, that's not true. But they used this in order to declare a state of emergency where they've banned protests. They've imposed really severe censorship. You're not even allowed to talk about anything that could harm national security. But despite all these restrictions, protesters have now gathered again in the center of Bangkok in the Ratchaprasong area, which is basically the main shopping area of Bangkok. And they're defying the police order to disperse. So the situation is really escalating. The regime is desperately trying to crack down on these protesters, but the protesters show no signs of giving up.
Yeah, and we just kind of touched on this very briefly, but maybe you could walk us through as well the events that happened in the lead up to the declaration of the state of emergency.
Well, this has been a long time coming because the king of Thailand is extremely unpopular. There's been a huge number of scandals associated with him. He lives most of the time in Germany with a harem of women, and he's not really performing the duties that Thais expect of a king. So the protest movement has started focusing heavily on the monarchy as the key impediment to democracy in Thailand. And that's a really historic development because never before have people openly challenged the monarchy in this way. There were several protests in recent months, and yesterday's was one of the biggest. Tens of thousands of people came on the streets, marching from Democracy Monument in Thailand, which is a historic monument, to Government House. And the government is clearly really concerned about what's happening. They don't know how to control the protesters. The king himself is furious about what's happening, according to my sources in the palace. So they've now cracked down really hard. And what we'll have to see next is whether the protesters will continue to assemble, even though it's now illegal to do so, but it seems they will continue fighting. So we're looking for some quite volatile days ahead.
Right. And specifically, what does this emergency decree encompass? What impact will it have on protests?
Well, if protesters followed the law of this new emergency decree, it would prevent them doing anything because the decree bans gatherings of more than five people. It even bans anybody going on social media or traditional media to explain what's happening and to say where the protests are going. So the law is really similar to what the junta imposed in Thailand just after the coup of 2014 that basically criminalizes any form of dissent. But the protesters have made it clear that they're just going to try and ignore it. It's really a challenge to the Thai police now. The protesters say these laws are unfair. They suppress freedom of speech, and so they're going to ignore the law and come out to protest. So there's a protest going on right now on the streets of Bangkok, and it'll be very interesting to see if the police really do try to arrest all these protesters. It's more than 1,000 people they would have to arrest. So it's quite a significant confrontation.
And how are the protests being reported in the Thai media at the moment?
Well, the Thai media is very constrained about what they can do, and many of them are supportive of the old regime. And they've also just been hit by this new emergency law that says they can't report anything that undermines national security. Now, that can be interpreted really widely. So really, the traditional Thai media are really going to struggle to report this at all. But one of the reasons that these protests are happening is because most younger Thais don't listen to the traditional media anymore. They don't buy newspapers. They don't watch state TV. They're on social media. And on Facebook and on Twitter and other social media platforms, you know, information is being shared freely. So it's kind of futile for the regime to try to crack down on traditional media and try to censor the news, because most Thais are savvy enough to find information in other places.
And are the latest developments expected to have an impact on Thailand's diplomatic relations, and how outsiders are viewing it?
Well, it seems unlikely it'll have a huge impact because, you know, Thailand has gone through this kind of instability several times before. And tourists used to keep coming to Thailand despite the instability. Also, you know, the Thai government has been quite clever in the way it plays off the influence of China with the Western countries. So the Thais say, well, you know, if we're going to be given sanctions, we're just going to gravitate closer to China. So in that sense, there probably won't be huge repercussions. And of course, Thailand is suffering a huge economic impact right now from an unrelated issue, which is the pandemic. Because, you know, tourism is at the heart of the Thai economy, and tourists can't come to Thailand at the moment, and we don't know when they will be able to come. So there are huge economic problems for Thailand that have been caused by the pandemic that are also a factor in this crisis.
And how are the protests viewed by the general Thai populace at the moment? I mean, specifically, I guess I'm thinking about people outside of the capital city.
It's really hard to say, because you're not allowed to do opinion polls in Thailand asking what they really think about the monarchy. But we know from anecdotal evidence that most Thais don't like the current king. You know, for example, in cinemas in Thailand, the royal anthem is played before every movie. And in the past, Thais would all stand up. The whole audience would stand up. Nowadays, nobody bothers. And that's evidence to me that shows that most Thais really don't like the current king. So also we saw, you know, royalists were brought into Bangkok yesterday to try to show support for the king, but they had to be physically driven in. It was all organized. There doesn't seem to be a real organic royalist movement in Thailand anymore. So all of that suggests to me that most Thais are uncomfortable with the current king and they do want reform.
Looking ahead, Andrew, what can we expect to happen in the coming weeks?
Well, it looks quite worrying in Thailand, because the protesters are determined. They don't want to give up, and I think their demands are legitimate. But the monarchy and the military, who have undermined Thai democracy for decades, also seem unwilling to make any compromise. So there is a chance of violence in the weeks ahead. And unfortunately, we've seen this in Thailand so many times before. There has been several times in Thai history when the Thai military has opened fire on Thai protesters on the streets of Bangkok. There's a chance that this will happen again. But longer term, the monarchy, I think, will have to accept a less influential rule. Just because when the current king dies, and he's 68 already, when he dies, there's no obvious successor who could wield the same power as he does. Most younger Thais want freedom of speech. They want equal rights. They don't accept this kind of ancient system that still exists in Thailand, where people are revered just because of they were born from royal blood. So in the end, this, it's inevitable that there will be greater democracy and freedom of speech in Thailand. But the big question is how violent transition will be, and that is a big worry.
You know, I think we're all thinking of this as well. How does the ongoing pandemic factor into the situation?
Well, it's really hurting Thailand. And actually, Thailand is one of the countries that has handled the pandemic pretty well. There's actually been very few cases compared to where I am in Europe, where we're seeing, you know, many thousands of cases. But the problem for Thailand is that Thailand depends so heavily on tourism. And the pandemic means that tourists can't really come to Thailand, and we don't know when they can come back. So a huge number of people are facing the loss of their livelihoods because so many of their jobs revolved around tourism. So it's a huge issue. And it was one of the reasons that caused the anger about the king, because the king was living in Germany throughout the pandemic. He didn't come back. He didn't share. You know, Thais expect the king to take a symbolic role, to share in what they're going through. But he didn't do it. He was just in Germany in a luxury hotel during the pandemic. So these are all factors that really impact the situation and make it more volatile, because a lot of people are really suffering. Their livelihoods are suffering. And they see this really wealthy king behaving as he chooses. And that's feeling anger about the Thai monarchy.
Andrew, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Andrew McGregor Marshall, journalist and author of A Kingdom in Crisis, Thailand's Struggle for Democracy in the 21st Century, speaking to us about the political situation that is happening in Thailand. He also recently spoke on The Morning Run about these protests. You can look up that podcast by searching the title Futile to Hang On to Power on the BFM app or on our website, bfm.my. You're listening to The Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.